Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
It's time for the rule of three.
What you see and what you hear and what you taste in. What you see and what you hear and what you taste in. What you see and what you hear and what you taste in. It's the Friday rule of three. Little questions, the Friday rule of three.
That's right, we're all busy. We haven't got time to find out from reading long reviews or watching things ourselves what we should enjoy over the weekend. So the rule of three brings us one notable person to bring us their hot tips. And today, it's quite the notable. It is the Queen of Common Sense, host of Parental as Anything with Maggie Dent on ABC. And I just gave away her name because her name was in the title. It's Maggie Dent. Good morning, Maggie.
Hi, Sammy J.
Oh, how's your week been?
Oh, look, you know, it's been that interesting journey. I was, you know, blessed to receive the COVID virus a couple of weeks ago. So this is a regrouping when I'm suddenly, whoa, I'm actually allowed out and I'm actually not able to. Okay, so I can't catch it. So you kind of have this new journey that you walk around going, well, I don't actually need to use a hand sanitizer.
Maggie, I had it 7 weeks ago, and it's hard to explain to those who haven't had it. And of course, all of this is said with the gratitude that I and hopefully you had a fairly mild case. But it's hard to explain the shift in your mind after 2 years of fearing something and talking about it to then be on the other side of it.
Exactly that. And I'm old and I'm prone to pneumonia, and I really, really thought I'm going to end up in hospital with this thing. And I'm actually like in a state of gratitude and relief, and it's weird.
Well, it may be weird, but I'm delighted that we get you in this post-COVID euphoric state, Maggie Dent. And I feel like you're sort of potentially even emotionally vulnerable to the point where you'll be really honest with us about your three tips today. Are you ready for me to ask some of the most hard-hitting journalistic questions you were ever likely to face in your career?
I'm ready. I've been awake for hours.
That makes two of us. Maggie Dent, what you seeing?
Oh, well, because I was in that space, I had to do something, you know, because I was locked up. So I dived into ABC iView, and I'm a huge fan of Nicola Walker. And so I just smashed the latest series, Four of Unforgotten, and it's right up there with the others, except for the ending.
Now, leaving spoilers aside, Maggie, for those of us who haven't even watched series one of Unforgotten, let alone series four, what do we need to know? Why should I be tuning into this show?
Oh, look, it's just one of those wonderful British crime whodunits that is just a superb standard of not only the acting's brilliant, but you just there's so many red herrings, you know, you can't guess it. And I love a good crime one like that. Oh, no, they're really, really good. And she's also got Annika up on ABC iView as well, and she's just a superb actor.
You know what? The last 2 weeks, our guests have recommended Euphoria on Netflix, which is a bleak, gruesome, full-on adolescent deep dive into all sorts of issues. Maggie, I suspect that Unforgotten is a little more calming for this crowd.
Well, I think it's more escapism because, you know, it's English and it's, you know, serious crime, but it's kind of historical crime, that Unforgotten, and that's why, I have to escape in something that has nothing to do with children.
Understandably, given your profession. Maggie Dent, question two. Okay. We're ready for this. Here we go.
Yeah.
What you hearing?
Okay. So I really figured that for my mental health, in amongst having COVID and being a bit fuzzy-headed, the last thing I needed was more news about awful wars and flood recoveries and hideous political stuff. So I walked down memory lane. I've been, you know, back into, you know, old music from when I was happy and young and everything didn't sag. So Enya, Tony Childs, Rod Stewart, even Johnny Farnham's been rocking around my lounge room. Just want to go back.
Love
and they've been
it.
Lifting my soul. Just
now,
my boys had a lot of Enya because, of course, I was trying to calm them down with the testosterone many years ago.
Maggie, does it bring you back to times in your life? I was discussing this a few weeks ago with someone who was also doing a bit of a deep dive into old music. Do you do it just because you love the tunes, or, like me, do you go to certain albums because it brings you back to a younger version of yourself?
It does both of those, absolutely both of those. And, you know, I was a high school teacher, and in the upper classes, but they had to choose a kind of a song for the year. And every now and then I'll hear one of those, and I am right back in that classroom. I can see every one of those fabulous kids. I can see the times we did a bit of grooving to lift their spirits before exams. Music is such a powerful way for us to find somewhere else that possibly was a little more comfy. But then again, there's the other side to that too. So me and that, I'm a, you know, a celebrant. I've done over 200 funerals. You know, when you hear a song of that special with someone you've lost, you can go down there too, which can, and a good cry is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, and it reminds you that life does evolve, and if you play Me Viva Forever by the Spice Girls, I will forever be farewelling Bethany Witters from my high school with a broken heart.
There you go, with a broken heart.
It's 6:45. Strong answer. There's one more chance, Maggie Dent. I don't want you to muck this up because you've done pretty well so far. Okay. Will it be 3 for 3 when I ask you, Maggie Dent, what you tasting?
Well, just before we had this wonderful experience of COVID, which, of course, went through to my good man as well, we'd bought an air fryer.
Ooh.
So we've been air frying. And that's interesting. It's a whole different concept. I'm a farmer's daughter, so it's really slow cooking on the old stove. This has really been tipping up everything upside down. It's awesome things we've been cooking.
But it's diametrically opposed to slow cooking as a farmer's daughter to the new fad like air fryer. Haven't you just sold your culinary soul to the devil?
No, because it's a healthier version. And also, who has the time when you're old?
Yeah.
Now, one of the really, I mean, there's nothing better for me than these great big chunky sweet potato, you know, like a wedge. Oh, my gosh, it makes it really sweet and crispy. But the big winner for the last week was we got some raw prawns and tossed them in panko and coconut, and, oh, my goodness, they were delicious.
What a way to go out.
There you go.
Oh, the little prawns. I mean, if you're going to go out, that's the way to do it. Be cooked up by Maggie Dent in an air fryer, you know what I'm saying?
And we made a really nice spicy sauce.
I just want to, before I let you go, Maggie, focus in on something you said, which was that, who has the time when you're old? I'm living the most hectic period of my life right now, both professionally and also with young kids and home and the juggle. My whole reward, I thought, was when I get old, I'll have more time.
Well, that's when the grandies come, you see. So grandies turn up. And you know what? Your house still needs exactly the same amount of cleaning. Your garden needs the same. Your dog still needs to be walked. And if you're like me, you've got a curious mind. I have a meter and a high, a pile of books I really want to read. So it's always busy. I don't think life does slow down.
Okay,
it's just a myth.
Okay, well, I'll just carve out the time now. That's my challenge. Maggie Dent, I love you. It's great to chat always.
Thanks, Sammy J. All the best, everyone in Melbourne.
Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.